Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Pod Diva. Diva magazine turns 30 this year, and to celebrate, we're covering those 30 years in 30 days here on Pod Diva. My name's Ella Gorsi, and I'm an editorial assistant here at Diva HQ. Let's go back to 2004. Band-Aid 20, the newly updated version of the 1980s original, were asking, "Do they know it's Christmas?" while the Scissor Sisters were "Taking Your Mama." It was also the year that the LGBTQIA community gained the action espionage comedy Debs. We're still in love with Jordana Brewster, of course. Debs, which stands for Discipline, Energy, Beauty and Strength, was written and directed by soon-to-be showrunner of a Little Waiting in the Wings TV series that went by the name of The L Word. Debs also starred Holland Taylor, who was soon to become Peggy Peabody, but more of that in a moment. To celebrate Diva's 30th birthday, we're taking a look back through our archives to see what was happening at Diva HQ and in the LGBTQIA community in 2004. Are you ready for some time travel? The biggest TV news of the year was the launch of the groundbreaking, zeitgeist-singing and lexicon luminary The L Word, which hit the Gogglebox in the autumn of 2004 on the now-defunct Living TV. Diva celebrated Eileen Chaiken's tidal wave of lesbian lusciousness with an introduction to Shane's World. Say hello to the L Word's Catherine Manning. This was just the beginning of a beautiful symbiotic relationship between Diva magazine and the show, its cast and creators. The hundreds of column inches and sapphic photo shoots for sizzling sellout covers that were to follow was the stuff of Diva dreams. A publishing party, a gay girl's sweet shop of succulent treats and tasty, tantalizing tidbits. You could say it was a big deal. We celebrated our 10th birthday in the spring of 2004. We weren't even in our tweens yet. Naturally, to celebrate, we had to interview Charlize Theron, Guinevere Turner, and Dahlia to commemorate the momentous occasion. American singer-songwriter and actress Deborah Harry of the Blondie fame told us that she had, quote-unquote, had her share of women in an exclusive interview in June. In October, Icelandic icon Björk told us that, again, quote-unquote, everyone is bisexual. We were constantly craving Katie Lang in November when we interviewed the lesbian icon about marriage, although at this point we had only just started to learn about her ex-girlfriend Leisha Haley, who was beginning to win diva hearts in the brand spanking new show The L Word. Sue Perkins was popping up all over the place, talking all about equality one month and why lesbians need rebranding the next. In the summer, we asked if Margot James was a gay Tory poster girl, if there could ever be such a thing. In the spring, a young lesbian's thoughts will always turn to rubber. So we celebrated with a cover titled Lust for Latex, and La Tigra were still partying hard on our covers by December. Phew! What a year. In September 2004, we celebrated 100 issues of Diva. That's 100 covers with beautiful sapphic faces, 100 articles about LGBTQIA rights, queer sex, and how to find your perfect partner, 100 covers sent across the world for readers to stand on their tiptoes to get from the top shelf. As we commemorate our 30th birthday this year, it's important that we look back to these key moments to remember just how far we've come. 2004 was also the year that the Civil Partnership Act was passed passed in the UK, which gave civil partnerships in the UK the rights and responsibilities very similar to those in civil marriages. Canada's different territories started to allow same-sex marriage, whilst across the border in the US, the legal system for same-sex marriage was changing and bouncing around depending on which state you lived in. Hell, depending on which city you lived in. Your lesbian-friendly travel agent, Diva Magazine, was dipping its toes in the waters across the world, offering holidays to women in Ibiza, Miami, Gran Canaria, and even Glasgow. Generation Z welcomed the wonderful Millie Bobby Brown to its legions in February of this year, but we'd have to wait a whole 12 years before she appeared on the TV hit show Stranger Things. Plus, Diva Magazine got itself a wonderful new editor in the shape of Chance Czerzelska, who took the design and feel of Diva Magazine to new aesthetic heights. In the evolution of Diva Magazine, this new editorship set the wheels in motion for a slicker, smarter magazine with bold covers often shot by the awesome photography team Leslie and Rose, complete with true glossy styling, much like the magazine we know today. And there you have it, 2004 through the lens of Diva Magazine and its readers. Tomorrow it's the turn of 2005, when Tegan and Sarah and Angelina Jolie were hitting the headlines and hitting them hard. If you want to stay in the loop, don't forget to browse our Pod Diva archive, with over 100 exclusive interviews amplifying the voices of the LGBTQIA community and its allies. Pod Diva.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.